Crazy in love. Je suis un rockstar. Je suis un rédicant. Je suis un rédicant.
I'm gonna be a rockstar. G, G, G. Hold on. G, G, Z, G, rockstar. Ah, forget it. I'm not able for this, doll. Not able for that. Anyway, let's have a little commercial break.
Sholin Kempo. The ancient and mysterious art of self-defense has come to Ireland at long last. This effective form of fighting is now being taught by a 10th degree grandmaster of the largest karate organization in the world. Yes. Mr. Fred Villari from the United Studios of Self-Defense has opened a purpose-built studio at 83 Lower Camden Street. Don't wait. Easy to learn, but essential to know. You can learn absolutely effective self-defense no matter what your age. It's exciting. It's fun. Make fitness interesting as you learn to walk with confidence. That's the United Studios of Self-Defense, 83 Lower Camden Street. Stop in. We're looking forward to seeing you. Meet our regional chief instructor, Mr. Morris Mahon, himself a fifth degree expert in Sholin Kempo. He will gladly answer any questions you might have about this ancient art. Don't wait. Come to the United Studio of Self-Defense, 83 Lower Camden Street. You might be the first in Ireland with one of the finest skills in the world. Telephone 782933. That's 782933.
Mexico. All the contrasts of Spain, but now hear them in magnificent Mexico City and the fabulous playground of Acapulco. Fly there with the experts. Cable Holidays, 47 Cable Street. Telephone Dublin 741-437. And now also at the Dublin Bazaar, Thomas Street.
Are you feeling tired, overworked, or distressed? Well, treat yourself to a sauna solarium and a very relaxing massage at our Bodyguard Health Studio at 197 Lower West Mines Road. Or are you feeling great and on top of the world and would like to feel even better? Well, just call into Bodyguard Health Studio, 197 Lower West Mines Road, or phone 963327 for an immediate appointment. That's 963327. And ladies, now Bodyguard Health Studios are looking for qualified or trainee masseuses. For further details, call to 197 Lower Rathmines Road or telephone 963327 for an appointment.
Supernature presents Dublin's newest mobile disco with supernatural sounds and lighting. Supernature Disco caters for everybody if you're celebrating an anniversary or a wedding. Or getting into some action at a youth club. Supernature travels anywhere and can arrange everything, right down to function rooms for your party or disco. For more information on Dublin's newest mobile disco, phone Supernature Northside on 346-803 or Supernature Southside on 516-840. Supernature, because
Supernature is supernatural.
Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Cable Street, plus Man Alive of Mary Street, have pooled their resources in order to bring you The sale of the century. This is a genuine clearance sale. Levi Colt in most sizes, $10.95. Jeans, also $10.95. Combat trousers, $6.95. Junior donkey jackets, $8.95. Short collar button-down shirts at $3.95. Simon shirts at $2.95. And t-shirts at just $1.95. There are literally hundreds of incredible giveaway bargains waiting for you at The Sale of the Century. It won't happen again. So seize this opportunity now at Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Capel Street and Man Alive in Mary Street.
United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are pleased to announce that they are now open and are proud to have the most luxurious and exotic unisex health studio in Ireland, with sunbeds, sauna and of course massage from fully qualified and experienced staff. At United Health Studio, 83 Lower Camden Street, you can maintain your beautiful tan or acquire one. Shed those unwanted pounds with our sauna treatment, and of course you can always pamper yourself with a luxurious massage in a private suite, or just relax on our roof garden. United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are celebrating their opening with a glass of wine to their first 200 clients. So why not avail yourself of this opportunity to see the most luxurious unisex health studio in Ireland? United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street. Telephone 782933. That's 782933.
Sunrise, till I go home. I want the Clancy brothers here with us. Huh? 8:13, you're very welcome along. You're tuned to Radio City, by the way. Just in case you don't know, what happened on this day in 19... today's the 14th of August, just in case you have missed track of what day it is. And it's a Friday, and today's payday for some people, and yesterday was payday, and so on and so on and so on. Anyway, what happened a year ago today? Well, a year ago, Polish workers seized the shipwork... the Polish workers seized the shipyard in Gdansk to publicise the case for free trade unions. Sir Freddie Laker announced a £78 single transatlantic airfare. Now, in 1979 on this day, the former Labour Minister John Stonehouse was freed from jail. In 1974 on this day, Greece quit NATO because talks over its Cyprus dispute with Turkey ended in failure. In 1969 on this day, British peacekeeping troops arrived in Northern Ireland. And in 1945, Japan surrendered unconditionally and World War II had ended. In 1941 on this day, German spy Joseph Jacobs was shot by firing squad in the last execution in the Tower of London. In 1933, the worst forest fire in history in Oregon destroyed 2 million board feet of timber. So can you imagine 2 million board feet of... Yeah, you know quite well, don't you? Of course you do.
The biggest and best Radio City on 257.
Yes, birthday requests coming up very shortly, so this is your last chance for a birthday request. If you know anyone celebrating a birthday and you want them included in the birthday request, I suggest you ring now. The number is 746-737. That's our number here. 746-737. This is Sheba on the brand new 45. It's called The Next Night. right. A brand new single that comes from Sheba, and it's called The Next Night. I don't know what's going to happen the next night, but I know what's going to happen tonight. I'm in the television club, and I want you all to join me there, and we all have a bit of crack. If you've never met me before, and you want to come up and meet me, just say,
Hi, Stu.
Right, everyone else does it. Or else they fire abuse at me, and the slag is something fierce. But don't forget, you see, even though people slag me, I can give it back just as quick. Anyway, it's 19 minutes past 8. You're very welcome along. You're tuned to Radio City. And very shortly, we have a birthday request coming up for a very special girl, you see. And if you've got a very special person who is celebrating a birthday this morning, why don't you ring me at 746-737? And also, we'll have a bit of taxi news for you. Not taxi news, traffic news for you from Metro Taxis at 683-333. Okay, so let's have a bit of music, Maestro, shall we? Here's a brand new 45. It comes from Tempo Tudor. And it's going to be a bit of crack. It's a fun record, you see. And I say it's going to go bomb tonight in the television club. I want to see you all there, right? I can join in the Stuart Young program down there. 20 minutes past 8. Good morning. My big jug of beer and me fag in one hand. 22 minutes past 8, you're very welcome. You're tuned to Radio City, the big one, the best one in Dublin. Anyway, I want to play a few requests later on. Anyway, one is for Yvonne and one is for Freddie G. You see, very, very dicey name. Freddie and Yvonne G. And also going out for little Tara. Hiya, Tara. I want to play this one for you. Number 2 sound. Come from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. All ready? Were you watching Top of the Pops last night? Oh, some bit of crack. I love the ballerina. I like her, I like her, I like her. adds a little bit of nostalgia. Watching it on television last night added a little bit of nostalgia. It was great. Here's a record that's jumped right up to number 10 in the Irish charts. His name is Brendan Grace.
I was trucking along with the hammer well down, trying to make the boozer for one last round. We know.
We can't afford shoes, but nobody knows. Mammy just paints my feet black and laces my toes. The only way Mammy used to make ends meet was by putting two of us in the same nappy. We really looked sweet. I could walk at 6 months. I'm so proud, so I am. 'Cause the bottom had fallen right out of my pram. And me da wouldn't work. He had a lazy condition. He thought manual labor was a Spanish musician. He got offered a job, so we'd all be much better. He complained that the labor exchange sent him a threatening letter.
He said, I know you're too busy. I better say 10-3. And he asked what kind of cargo I was carrying with me. I told him I had 15 tons of chocolates, which I had to deliver. He got all excited and his little voice began to quiver. Say, what's your home 20, good buddy, before it gets dark? He gave me his address, the flats near the park. I turned that big old juggernaut and headed straight for that wee chappie. But when I turned into the block of flats, I was anything but happy. Why, every boot boy and punk rocker must have heard my modulation. They climbed on board and tied me up. What a terrifying sensation. They unloaded my cargo of chocolate bars and made their escape in 10 stolen cars.
Woo! Get down, ship.
Why, if I could have got my hands on the little breaker, I'd have broken his stupid neck. I started out to do a good deed and ended up a nervous wreck.
Woo! Woo! Get down, ship.
But just then I got another surprise, which made me laugh in shrieks. The delivery docket said those were laxatives in the form of chocolate sweets.
Woo! Get down, ship.
Those little breakers, they may find the taste a bit funny, but sure as hell they'll get a good run for their money. Well, I'd better sign off now, 'cause the last laugh was mine. So it's high numbers to all you good buddies. 10-4. No, 10-5. No, 10-6. 10-7. 10-8. 10-9. I knew I'd make it rhyme somehow. Those doggone kids. Doggone. My God, the dog.
My little poodle is gone. Chef. Hey, Chef. My little poodle.
My poodle is gone. I want my
The more I listen to that record, the funnier sounds, you know that very. Anyway, it's 32 minutes past 8. After this, we are coming up with a little birthday spot, and we've got a few people who are celebrating a birthday today. And let me see what I would say. I was to say something beforehand. Anyway, oh yes, the bouquet of flowers. I will also give the results of the bouquet of flowers out after this break, okay?
Supernature presents Dublin's newest mobile disco with supernatural sounds and lighting. Supernature Disco caters for everybody, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a wedding.
We're on our way to say I do.
Or getting into some action at a youth club. Supernature travels anywhere and can arrange everything, right down to function rooms for your party or disco. For more information on Dublin's newest mobile disco, phone Supernature Northside on 346-803 or Supernature Southside on 516-840. Supernature, because
Supernature is supernatural. The story of Joseph the Gene, part one. There once was a gene called Joseph, whose ends were skinny and tight. And all the other genes used to laugh and sing, man, you're out of sight. You're out. You're out. Far out of sight. So this poor little gene called Joseph heard about the gene machine. And he packed his pockets and looked around and said, it's time to leave.
Gene when he arrives at the Gene Machine? Listen in and find out. The Gene Machine in Duke Street and Talbot Street. For jeans, sweatshirts, jackets, skirts, belts, and t-shirts. Will they come to Joseph's rescue?
Buying a bike? Come to the Penny Farthing Supercycle Store of the 80s, where you'll find the best selection of bikes and accessories now available in Ireland. Just listen to some of our prices. 10-speed racing bikes, £98. 3-speed cycle with dynamo, lights, carry, and prop stand, only £88. And introducing the new superb lightweight French racing bike, Gottfried. Ladies' 5-speed bike with Shimano Positron gears, dynamo, lights, and carrier, all for £128.95. Gents' 10-speed with Cottolus Shimano chainset, carrier, lights, pump, and stand, only £138.95. Where else offers such huge reductions and yet still maintains high standards of repairs and service? Yes, if you want a cycle, new or second-hand, for a child or adult, come to us, the Penny Farthing, 79 Inger Street. Telephone 780-568 or 780-174. We have the bicycle that was designed for you.
Mr. George, casual corner and Playboy boutique of Cable Street, plus Man Alive of Mary Street, have pooled their resources in order to bring you the sale of the century. This is a genuine clearance sale. Levi Colt in most sizes, $10.95. Jeans, also $10.95. Combat trousers, $6.95. Junior donkey jackets, $8.95. Short collar button-down shirts at $3.95. Simon shirts at $2.95. And t-shirts at just $1.95. There are literally hundreds of incredible giveaway bargains waiting for you at the sale of the century. It won't happen again. So seize this opportunity now at Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Capel Street, and Man Alive in Mary Street.
United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are pleased to announce that they are now open and are proud to have the most luxurious and exotic unisex health studio in Ireland, with sunbed, sauna, and of course massage from fully qualified and experienced staff. At United Health Studio, 83 Lower Camden Street, you can maintain your beautiful tan or acquire one, shed those unwanted pounds with our sauna treatment, and of course you can always pamper yourself with a luxurious massage in our private suites, or just relax on our roof garden. United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are celebrating their opening with a glass of wine to their first 200 clients. So why not avail yourself of this opportunity to see the most luxurious unisex health studio in Ireland? United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street. Telephone 782933. That's 782933.
Right, you're very welcome back. 36 minutes past 8 o'clock here on Radio City. You're tuned to the Stuart Young program, and I'm going to be here from now to 9. After that, we've got, what's the name? The queer fellow himself, Tony Burke. That's who you have. Anyway, who's celebrating their birthday today? With Susan St. James, you know, the funny one on telly. Well, she's an actress, and she's 35 years of age today, and I'm trying to think. I know she's in with Rock Hudson on a program, and I'm just trying to think. Anyway, she's 35 years of age today, and Fred Davies, he is celebrating his birthday today, the 14th of August, and he's a snooker player. After that, we've got Trevor Bannister. He's 45 years of age today, and really, anyone else is not very important, except, you see, for another girl, you see. And her name is Cindy Doyle, and Cindy Doyle is 20 years of age today. And this comes in with a request, comes in from her mum, who loves her very much and wishes her a very, very happy birthday. So, Cindy, congratulations to you. Comes in from all the staff here of Radio City, and, of course, myself, Stuart Young, and anyone else, you see, who was... Anyway, neither here nor there. Here we've got another girl, a very special girl. Does anyone know Lorna Keogh? Well, if you know Lorna Keogh, she's one of our very popular DJs here, and she's usually on the evening, and she's on the morning, and you never know when to find her. Anyway, a very good girl, very nice personality, and I'm getting a nice backhander, you see, for saying all this. Anyway, it's for Lorna Keogh, and Lorna's celebrating her birthday today, and she's a whole 21. She got the key to the door today, and I don't know, is she going to have a party? Wasn't invited if she has anyway. Morning joking, morning cutting ya. Anyway, the request comes in from Evelyn, you see, your friend Lorna. And Evelyn and Colette have sent in this request especially for you. And I say it's the first time you had a request on the radio, is it? Well, especially a birthday request. No, it's not. Ah, well. I thought it was going to be in the first time, you see. Not to worry. We'll still survive. Anyone celebrating your birthday, congratulations to you today, even though you have not sent in your request. Ah, well, best of luck to you. Have a nice day. Don't get too drunk tonight, right? And if you get drunk and you go to a dance, come to the television club. I'll be there. All having a bit of crack, you see. So, for the whole lot of you, I'm going to play this one. His name is Stevie Wonder. And you know what? Now you do. It's dropped down to number 3 from number 2 this week. It's called Happy Birthday.
Love doesn't make me feel. I ought to be in love again. Anyone who takes a sin had a day in your celebration. Cause you all know in our mind that there ought to be a sign that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would agree. What could be more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to see? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood.
To Cindy and especially Lorna, and that beautiful, delightful six-footer. I mean, you don't believe me, you want to see her. Oh, if she gets any longer, she'd be late. Anyway, the whole staff here at Radio City congratulate you, Lorna, and of course Cindy, no exceptions. Anyone celebrating a birthday. Actually, I hate celebrating a birthday. I told you that before. I will not celebrate a birthday. It's another day towards the grave, you see. That's I'm honestly believing it. Oh, yes. Anyway, I've got a few little cards, you see, which I've taken out of the hat, well, which I've put into the hat, and the ones which I have put into the hat is for Debbie Rogers, for Mrs. Rogers, and she lives in 58 Colleen Avenue in Beaumont, and she wanted me to say hello. Debbie wanted me to say hello to all the staff of Musgraves, Cash and Carrie, and Ballymun. If anyone out there in Musgraves, Cash and Carrie, and Ballymun are listening, say I said hello to Debbie, because I was to play a request for her all this week at 8:15, and I've clean forgot all about it. Sorry about that, Debbie. Anyway, and also to Mrs. Howell, who lives on 145 Ballygold Parade, the Finglas East in Dublin 1, Dublin 11, actually. And They have nominated a mum over there. Also, Patricia Robson nominating a mother, Elizabeth, you see. And they live in Benador Road. Actually, no, they don't. They live in 15... Actually, Patricia lives in 15 Westway Grove in Blanchardstown, County Dublin. And Mrs... let me see. Who else have we got for a bouquet of flowers here? Do-do-do-do-do. For Carol O'Reilly. You see, Carol O'Reilly lives in 4 Annan Road in Dumcondra. And lives in, that's in Dublin 9. And Carol has nominated her mum, which claims is the best woman in the world. There you are. And, if she doesn't win, please, would you play a record for her? Of course I will. And also, the last one going in, I have selected in. Yes, actually, I'm not reading out really what's the contents of the letters are, because some of them are fairly personal, and nobody has said on the letters that you can read it, or nobody has said on the letter, please don't read this out. So I don't know whether to read them out or not, and therefore I won't read them out. Anyway, it's going out from Miss Helen MacDonald, and she lives in 11 Thormond Road in Ballyfermot in Dublin 10. So, there we are, 11 in Dublin 10. So, I'm just trying to recap and see where is everyone. And we're all there. We're all fairly there. Anyway, and what we'll do is we'll put them into a hat and I'll be back to you after this next record, which comes from the Jacksons. And the time, by the way, is 5. It's 8:45. These are the Jacksons dropping down. Yes, dropping down one place from number 7 last week down to number 8.
Thank you. Why, there we go. The Jacksons. It's called Walk Right Back. Yes, I have selected a winner, and I've tried to be as fair as I could. I put it in the hat, closed my eyes, picked out a letter, you see. And I must be fair. I have to be fair. And looking at the letters, I can't be biased. I try not to be biased. Even sometimes I get carried away. Anyway, by the way, the flower's been sponsored by Fleur Florists in James's Street. Actually, it's in Thomas Street, number 85. It's beside the Limelight Pub. So if you are doing your little shopping as far as flowers are concerned, why don't you drop in to the Fleur Florists beside the Limelight Pub there, number 85. And they are sponsoring the bouquet of flowers. And the bouquet of flowers go to Miss Helena MacDonald, who nominates her mum. And Miss Helena MacDonald lives in 11 Thormond Road in Ballyfermot in Dublin 10. So there we are. And don't forget, anyone who has not won this morning, don't forget, your hat, your name is going into the hat next week. So don't despair. You could have a bouquet of flowers next week as well. Anyway, I'm going to play a record for the whole lot of you who did not win. And I'm sorry, we can only have one winner. And I nearly cried. The letters make me weep, you see. And I'm not able for it at all. Right, I'm from now till 9 o'clock. It's 10 minutes left on my program. These are Human League. At 9 o'clock we have Tony Burke taking you through to 11:30. And he said he has some show for you. And if he says he's some show for you, he has, I can tell you. You're very welcome to Radio City and the Stuart Young program.
When you're in love, you know you're in love, no matter what you try to do. You might as well resign yourself to what you're going through. If you're a hard man or if you're a child, it still might get to you. Don't kid yourself, you've seen it all before.
Will it be number one next week? I think you are all going to be surprised who's going to be number one next week. And it's a record which I cannot get. I've tried all week. And the reason I've tried all week is I want it to be my record of next week, you see. And I cannot get my hands on it unless I can get someone coming from England who may get their hands on it. And I have it before Monday. And it's a song called Japanese Boy. You may have been watching it on Top of the Pops last night. And I'm nearly sure that could be our number one next week. It's number 19 this week. And I have a feeling it could be number one by next week. I can tell you this. It's going to be a disco classic, if anything. And a little story behind it. Well, there's a little bit of discrepancy. One says she's a Welsh housewife. Another says she's a Scottish housewife. I don't care. The record is still good. I couldn't care whether she was a black woman or oriental or whatever. The record is good. There's a bit of crack and something different. Same as Human Lee there. That's something different. Anyway, I'm getting carried away with myself. I want to say hello to all the staff of Mortimer Services in Fairview over there. That's, I forget a few names there. John and his daughters and the whole lot of them over there. I'm going to get myself hung. I can tell you, I can get myself hung. There's another girl who I was on the phone to yesterday evening and... honest to God now, I forget your name, chicken. Anyway, I'm playing a request for you, and I know you were supposed to be babysitting. Mm-hmm. And you know who I'm talking about, don't you? You know. That's good. Carol Fitzgerald, Alton Kilbride, good morning to you. Are you all happy out there? Hi, I say hello to the whole family out there, and all the staff of Dunchocklan, you see. All the staff of the County Club in Dunchocklan. Looking forward to seeing you all there Monday night. And also, let me see, who have I to say hello to? Yes, I know. Yes. Liam Foy in 45 James Street. They are the staff of J.L. Fenton's, the motor factors and suppliers. They're all out there working very hard. And we've got Deirdre Harkness and Bill Tracy, Tom Smithers and David Fenton and a few others over there. And also I want to say hello to Carl Cook. Yes, that's right. Carl Cook, Caroline Rogers, Brenda Cook, Paula Rogers. Millions of them all over the place. And... be seeing you all there the weekend shortly. If I'm forgetting anyone, I'm sorry, I don't mean to do so. I just don't mean to do it. My record of all this week. Saying goodbye, you see. Don't forget about bouquet of flowers. Another bouquet of flowers being given out next week. Yes, there is. So listen for details. Any mail you want to address it to, why don't you address it to Stuart Young, number 25, Cape Street in Dublin 1. That's it. Number 5. 25 Cape Street in Dublin, 1. Kiss you before the 1 and 10.
I am a 1 in 10, number on a list. I am a 1 in 10, even though I don't exist. Nobody knows me, but I'm always a statistic reminder of world of black and lifeless with an unliberally stare. I'm the figure on the corner, no one's paradigm. I'm the giant.